Jen Hartman and Kevin keep on party line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the beautiful Skywatch weather forecast. Sunshine today. It's going to be sunny, but just a little chilly, 57 the daytime high.
And a little windy on top
of that. Yeah, some wind, too. Boy, the sun will be nice, though. It'll be nice to have that out. Partly cloudy and just flat-out cold tonight, low at 35. Some patchy frost, which is pretty upsetting on April 15th, tomorrow morning. Then some sunshine later in the day, a high at 57 again. Some sunshine Friday, too, high 60. Right now, it is currently 42 at your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 8:45 this morning, we're going to talk with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Ken and I get to sit down on the phone with Tom Kriske, the owner and operator of Indiana Beach, which is now open after getting through COVID last year. And Tom, in the meantime, in the process, has purchased that. He's from the Chicago area, I believe. And he's purchased that and done a lot of nice things to it and cleaned it up and making it look a lot nicer and adding some safety features and stuff. So we'll talk with businessman Tom Kriske coming up at 9 o'clock on the phone. We were trying to get him here in the studio, Ken, but he had some other obligations mm-hmm. this morning. So yep. He'll have to give us a call. If you'd like to, you can give us a call, 659-3338. Speaking of Indiana Beach, one of my favorite people and Facebook friends that I've never met in person, Rita Tower, she and I comment on each other's stuff on Facebook. It's kind of like we know each other. And she was the winner this morning on WILO with Todd Berryman. So he'll have another family four-pack tomorrow and Friday, and then the winning continues next week. Be listening to Bill Gant in the afternoons as we'll move the ticket giveaway from morning to afternoon. So you'll get another chance to win all next week as well, right here from WILO. Everything today, if you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the big deal tab, everything today is 15% off. All right. It's kind of the big deal WILO stimulus package here. The relief has arrived. Everything in the inventory is 15% off today. So go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and spend wisely, all right? Spend early, spend often. If there's something on your mind this morning, Ken and I'd love to talk to you at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. As we're at just Wednesday morning, Ken and I were... we took off our shoes this morning to try to figure out how many meetings he's been to in the first 2 days of the week.
Enough.
Enough. I think you covered four in the first 2 days.
Yeah, actually it's been four since 5 o'clock Monday night.
Monday night, yeah, so it didn't even start Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically 36 hours, Ken's had four meetings, and these aren't just in and out meetings either.
No.
These have been some, some deeper stuff.
Yeah, the first one was an hour, which is okay, or almost an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the last two, prior to last night, were 2.5 hours, and then 1.5 hours last night.
Uh-huh. Well, the good news is you've got enough news for the rest of the week.
Well, I don't want to go that far or not.
Well, certainly plenty to talk about, including yesterday morning you were at the county council. And they decided to, they being the county council, decided to rescind a resolution on the commissary funds, which kind of goes hand in hand with the Clinton County commissioners suing the Clinton County Sheriff's Department. We've got the complete interview with Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly and Clinton County Council President Alan Dunn at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And so feel free to go there. You posted the interviews yesterday that you and Brett Todd did with Sheriff Kelly and President Dunn. And so anyway, you can go there and listen to that in its entirety. I believe one's about 8 minutes, the other one's around 5 minutes. But some of the highlights included, I know that Alan had said that any delineated expenses would now come to the Clinton County Council for an up or down vote. The council, he also says in that, that they're getting up to speed as to what's been going on over the last couple of years at the Sheriff's Department. And also, the commissioners had asked county council to do this to show the unanimity. So they were wanting to maybe strengthen the case a little bit. So we'll see how that develops in the court system. I'm kind of surprised anyone's talking about it, because usually if something's in the courts, it's like, you know, you can't say a word. So Alan goes on to say that the council had no control, has no control over the fund, but it's just an ongoing process that they want to be able to keep their eye on from here on out. And of course, everything's ongoing with legal sessions and stuff. And Alan also went on to say that we're all learning a lot about what state law says on these issues here. Russ Casper, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to invite Project Veritas into Casper Media.
Well, I saw a good one yesterday, too. They were talking to a CNN producer.
I would, you know, that they actually, if people don't know what I'm talking about, Project Veritas, he's kind of a guerrilla journalist. One of his people, I think, was it on a dating app or something, and started talking to someone that was inside the bowels of the CNN coverage.
Yes, yes.
And this person actually, how did they describe
it? Yeah, I saw the video yesterday. I watched part of it. Yeah, they were talking to a CNN producer, and he said that
CNN is propaganda.
Yes, and it was propaganda. And he even said that. He used that word, of course, not knowing he's being videotaped. But he talked about how CNN, all the producers and presidents and stuff, the people who make the corporate decisions, their goal was to remove the mean orange man, being President Trump. And then what was their next goal? What were they going to work on?
Climate change.
Climate change, yes.
Which, you know, I've got some, as you know, some strong opinions about that.
Sure.
Which I can prove with graphs and charts, and I've already given a talk to Kiwanis and already given a talk to Rotary, and if you don't like what I came up with, let's have a cup of coffee on that one, because there is climate, the Earth is experiencing some warming right now, but I could show you five times that Chicago has been under ice. It's going to happen again. It's just a matter of time. But anyway, I can't possibly share. But anybody that's listening, if they're interested in some of the numbers and charts and geology and astronomy about man-made global warming, everything, I would love to sit down with you and show you what I have and listen to what you have, because it is not, things are not as they appear, as we see with the CNN propaganda from the inside.
Right, right. And the Project Veritas, they've done some other things, too. It seems like about every 6 months they come out with a new video. But, yeah, I watched that yesterday.
Well, their tactics, you could argue with their tactics. I understand that. But they're not the only journalist that has pretended to be what they're not.
Right.
You know, remember the book Black Like Me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You learn things through doing that. But I just wanted to invite Project Veritas into Casper Media. You know, come behind the scenes. I feel very good about the way that you and Ken and I discuss some of these things. We have a very strong desire to be plumb line, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I did, yeah, I would also invite them to come on in here, too. I saw this morning, Russ, that the Project Veritas founder, James O'Keefe, is going to sue CNN for defamation after they said that they can, we believe we can win, and then talking about the propaganda. And so anyway, that's kind of the latest this morning. And they actually made the announcement on CNN that they're going to sue them this morning when they were being interviewed.
It's an interesting story to follow because it's kind of like the emperor is naked, is he not? So
yes.
I encourage people to take a look at this and remember this when you're consuming that product. And another promise to you is we will faithfully try to pursue the truth at Casper Media as well, in all good intention. And my door is always open. If they have any questions, problems, if you want to reprimand us in any way, we would love to talk over a cup of coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And watch out for the global warming scare. They talk about
it'll be coming. Yes,
the fear sells, right?
Yes, that was a quote. Yes.
So you get people off balance by scaring them.
Scaring them, yeah. Uh-huh.
Be careful. Have your guard up.
Absolutely. It'll be coming, and they told us it's coming, right?
yeah. The climate change scare. You know, I will just leave you with this. The movie that Al Gore put out, mm-hmm. they actually have to have a disclaimer before they show it, I think, in England and Great Britain, everything, citing the different things that are wrong with the movie. Before you show the movie
yeah.
in the school system, you have to go through this checklist of things that are incorrect in that movie.
Little fact check goes a long way.
It's
it goes both ways,
law.
Doesn't it? Isn't that funny? Why even show it then?
Well, you know, freedom of speech is fine, but part of freedom of speech is we have to educate ourselves. We have to educate ourselves and I look in my mirror on that as well. You know, I need to keep plumb line here.
Yeah, you got to keep it in mind. Every day we go to work. Russ, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate that phone call this morning. If there's anything local you'd like to talk about, Ken and I'd love to talk to you at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Ken, we're working. We know there's a lot of people talking about the Clinton County Commissioners and the Clinton County Sheriff and that legal thing going on. People get pretty vocal on Facebook sometimes, and people even make comments at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. But you and I are working diligently to get those comments back
mm-hmm.
because people leave comments, and then we don't have any way to post them so the readers can see what other readers are thinking. So we're aware of that. You and I have even been called some pretty nasty names for censoring people, but we're not censoring you. We're just trying to work on that technical part that allows us to approve comments. And we do have our crack web team on it, all right?
Yeah, as the saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's right. So in the meantime, if you don't want to sound off online, you can always do that right here at WILO. It is time for the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision, and we say good morning to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Judy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Very good this morning.
Did you finally recover from Monday night?
I did.
Okay, good.
That was a long meeting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I started looking at that. We're not going to get out of this very early on Monday night, that's for sure. But the thing... Oh, go ahead.
A lot of good things accomplished.
Yeah, what I was going to say is
that it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was worth every minute of it.
Yeah. The meeting really, you know, decided a lot of things that we need to have decided around here, didn't it?
Absolutely, it did. And, you know, I look back a year ago and some tough decisions had to be made, and I finally felt like maybe we're moving forward at this point. You know, we're at a point where we can go ahead, make some good decisions, and hopefully get some of these projects underway quickly.
You know, and the thing of it is, if let's just say we get all these projects done and moving forward, think about the change that this community is going to have come over it.
Oh, it will. It'll be a huge change, but it'll be a great change. You know, we're going to have to be patient. It's going to take us a while to get all this accomplished, but it's going to be great for the community. And I think it's something that the people are wanting, the pool particularly. That's something I know that the community is really wanting to see happen, and I'm anxious for that.
2023 for the pool?
Yes.
Was there anything past 23 that we have to worry about right now for projects?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And I really think we're on a good timeline with that. I think it's going to happen in 2023. You know, we've got plenty of time there to allow for that. You know, we all know Prairie Creek Park kind of just kept going and going. Well, I don't think that's going to happen with the pool. I think we're going to be able to get the project completed and ready to go to open in May of 2023.
Mayor, I'm a big fan of Frankfort, and I love living here in the city, and I'm on Facebook quite often and try to follow local stuff. Somebody asked on a Facebook group last night, who's going to pay for all this? And I know we've covered it, but I thought it would be a good opportunity to at least, and we don't have to go into details on this because I know we've talked about it before, but as far as those who don't know, who's paying for the pool and the police station? How's that going to come about?
Okay, the police station is being paid for out of our public safety lit, which that's an income tax. It's been three or four years ago maybe when the county raised that income tax, and that purpose was so that we could have a new police station, you know, that we'd be able to afford those bond payments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the police department's going to be, strictly by an income tax. It's called public safety lit.
Okay.
The pool, on the other hand, is going to be also by an income tax. It's what we call our edit fund. So a portion of it is going to come out of that income tax. And also our TIF, our RDC, will have control over that. And there again, that is funds that are out of the TIF district. So it's not our, you know, like in the residential, those type things. It's
yes.
not those people that are paying for it.
Yeah, it's the TIF is the tax increment finance, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yes. So it is not going to affect your property taxes, and that's the way we wanted it. You know, we did
yes.
not want it to be something that was going to affect the property tax. So,
and
that's one thing I think is
that was
important,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. People need to understand, you know, where those funds are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to affect our general budget or like our MVH, which is our streets, our paving, that type thing. They're totally two different funds and have to be used differently.
You know, and another thing that's going to really, we hope to transform the area is also what's going to be going on at the Chamber Building.
Absolutely. That is, I'm excited about that. The outside looks great, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've done a fantastic job. And that main level that they've been working, and they've had some offices in there, they've done a great job with that. So I look forward to what they're going to do to the upstairs of that building. And I think, you know, for economic development, economic growth, it's something that's important. And I think it's important city, county, and the chamber all work together. It's beneficial for all of us to do that.
Anything you want to put out on the roads this morning? I know where we're at. I'm just saying, is there anything you want to add to it other than what's going on?
I can't think of anything right now. They're still working, of course, as everybody knows, on 28 and 39. You know, we always run into things that we don't prepare for, maybe. We're hoping for last week it was going to be completed, but just things happen. And so they're still working on it. Let's hope by the end of the week, though, that project's completed. And then Washington Avenue, by the end of the week, will probably be closed. Right now, that's what we're looking at.
Have we heard any word yet from IDM on the status of the dirt, what they found or anything like that?
I have not heard anything. Nobody has said anything to me yet, so I'm going to assume that they're still waiting to hear from them.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, too, but you never know. So.
And I know the traffic, you know, is really difficult for people to understand. I understand the frustration. But, you know, we are doing the best that we can. We have signage out there. We still have extra officers working. I think it's getting better. I don't see as many problems with the semis coming through town, you know, and we're making traffic jams. So yeah. I'm hoping, though, by the end of the week, we'll be in better shape at 28 and 39.
You and I need to talk about what happened after the meeting Monday night because I haven't had a chance to tell you yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me know.
Yeah, I will let you know because I was shocked when I saw what I was behind and watched what I watched. So. Let's just say the corner of Clinton and Hoke, and we'll let it go.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's where it was. So
that's been one of the problem areas.
Yes, it has been.
Unfortunately, our city streets are not made for that type of traffic. But when you're working on the highway, that's your only choice.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
I know. So. But it was nothing major, but it could have been major. A couple things would have happened like I thought they were going to happen there for a minute. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. People. It's nothing bad. I'll probably email you here in a bit about it.
Okay. So. That'd be perfect.
Okay. Judy, anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
Can't think of anything, but let me tell you, it's a beautiful day. Everybody needs to get out and enjoy it. I love the sun shining, and I've been watching the Cardinals this morning, so
okay.
I think spring and summer's on its way.
I'm just a little bit tired of those temperatures dipping down to the 30s for the rest of the week overnight. I don't care for that. That's a little too cool for comfort, but hopefully that's it. Because I know it's going to get really warm a couple, three times this summer. So, really warm. So,
we're getting there.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Judy, thanks much as always. Greatly appreciate the time, and I will catch you later on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too. Thank you. That's Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. Ken and I have about 6 minutes before we sit down on the phone with Tom Kriske, owner and operator of Indiana Beach. So the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine will no longer be used at the mass vaccination clinic at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, along with anywhere else in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
That follows a temporary pause in using the vaccine as recommended by the CDC and FDA. Now, Todd Berryman did receive the one-shot Johnson & Johnson about a month ago, and I heard him mentioning this morning on the air that they say it's okay if you got that a month ago or anything over 2 weeks ago. You should be okay. If you do experience something, get with your doctor.
One thing I would love to know, and I don't think this has ever been brought out, what happens if, and let's use this as an if situation, You got a Johnson & Johnson,
mm-hmm.
but for whatever reason, as we know right now, they're halted right now.
Right, paused.
Now, how much would another vaccine shot from another distributor, how much would that affect you? Is it okay to do so or not?
That's a good question. I think they're saying unless you've got the Johnson & Johnson in the last 2 weeks, you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are some people who have got it
right.
in the last 2 weeks. But, again, they're talking about a very small percentage.
Well, but also, when you consider that Pfizer supposedly is the only one that has under 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just basically going to be to take care of kids. But then again, I'm thinking about adults like Todd, like anybody for that mm-hmm. matter, who's had a Johnson & Johnson and who right now can't get it. If how long do you wait or do you even think about trying to get another one? And if so, what's the side effect of mixing and matching?
I don't think you would want to mix and match unless they said, but maybe it is okay. But again, six people out of 7 million. So,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Ken, you and I have never talked about Slick Leonard. Was you ever a fan of Slick Leonard?
Not tremendously, no.
Well, I think he was born and raised in the Terre Haute area.
I think that sounds right.
He committed to IU mm-hmm. and was on the 1953 national championship team.
Yeah, very good basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Then he went on to play in the NBA for 12 years or something.
I think that's right.
And then he most recently became commentator of the Pacers from 1985 until the last year or two.
Does it say commentator there? Because actually what I heard of him during the Pacers was play-by-play.
He wasn't the play-by-play. He was the color guy.
Well, he did an awful lot of talking for us.
He did a lot of talking, absolutely.
I'm going my gosh.
Now, they call him a commentator here.
I was just curious.
And they say that Governor Holcomb says he's an icon who will be deeply missed. But Slick came up with the boom, baby saying every time Reggie Miller would hit a three for the Pacers.
Yeah.
Before we take a break and talk with Tom Kriske, we're going to talk to Rodney Wan, who has some late-breaking information for us. Rodney, hey.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry to hear about Slick Leonard. That's a terrible thing there. Hey, thanks for the opportunity a moment. Just wanted to let folks know, as we discussed Monday, we are going to have a pop-up clinic here at the fairgrounds for the Moderna vaccine here on Saturday from 9 to 3. We wanted folks to know that, especially if they were scheduled to go down and get an IMS dose of J&J and are not able to now.
Mm-hmm.
No sense driving all the way to Speedway to get a Moderna when we have it here available for them. So we are taking walk-ins now as well, too. So want folks to know that we're going to go ahead and try to get as many arms with the vaccine in it as possible. So.
This is going to be strictly an outdoor clinic?
It'll be inside still, the fairgrounds. We're just going to run it as an extra clinic for Saturday, which we've not done a Saturday one before.
Okay.
But we want to give folks who work Monday to Friday, like you gentlemen do, an opportunity if they haven't had to get in to get a shot at doing a Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, right on. All right,
and appointments
Rodney.
Are now open. So, hey, thank you, guys. You have a great day and a safe day.
All right, you do the same. Appreciate
all right,
that. All right, take care.
All right, so that's even more good news for Clinton County. We're going to take a break, and we're coming right back. We're going to talk Indiana Beach next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Listen.